You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The central government on Thursday cut the windfall tax, or the special additional excise duty, on domestically produced crude oil. The windfall tax on domestically produced crude petroleum has been reduced to ₹3,500 from ₹4,400 per ton over the past 2 weeks. The additional duty on diesel has been hiked to ₹1 from ₹0.5 per litre earlier. There is no change on the levy on aviation turbine fuel or jet fuel, according to the latest notification issued by the Ministry of Finance. The levy on petrol continues to be nil. The government levies tax on windfall profits made by oil producers on any price they get above a threshold of $75 per barrel. The levy on fuel exports is based on cracks or margins that refiners earn on overseas shipments. These margins are primarily the difference between the international oil price realized and the cost. Over to industry. Adani Group expects funds for its petrochemical project at Mundra in Gujarat to be tied up in the next 6 months, refuting media reports that it has stalled the initiative. A spokesperson from Adani Group said, quote, "The financial closure of the green PVC project of MS Mundra Petrochemicals Limited is pending with the financial institutions and it is in their active consideration," unquote. The group's flagship Adani Enterprises Limited had in 2021 incorporated a ₹34,900 crore wholly owned subsidiary Mundra Petrochem Limited for setting up a greenfield coal-to-PVC plant at Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone land in Kutch district of Gujarat. Media reports yesterday suggested that the group has stalled the project as a fallout of the Hindenburg research report. Meanwhile, Indian origin executive Lakshman Narasimhan on Monday officially assumed the role of chief executive officer of global coffee giant Starbucks, joining the growing cohort of business leaders originally hailing from India at the helm of global corporations, reported PTI. In September last year, Starbucks had announced that Narasimhan would become the company's next chief executive officer and a member of the Starbucks board of directors. Narasimhan will lead Starbucks' annual shareholder meeting on March 23rd. The company said that over the past 5 months, he has embarked on a unique immersion experience, traveling to work with employees in over 30 stores, manufacturing plants, and in support centers around the world, earning his barista certification along the way. Moving on, IndiGo, India's top airline with an operational fleet of 302 aircraft and an order book of nearly 500 jets, has ample capacity to fuel its growth as well as take on intensifying competition, according to its top executive, a Bloomberg report said. Peter Elbers, Chief Executive Officer of Interglobe Aviation Limited, in an interview at the CAPA India Aviation Summit in New Delhi, said that IndiGo is in a very good spot. Elbers, in disclosure of IndiGo, with a 56% local market share, is negotiating a new aircraft order with Airbus SEO Boeing. IndiGo's latest rival, Tata Group's Air India Limited, ordered 470 jets last month, the world's largest civil aviation deal. In some more industry news, IT services and consulting firm Accenture on Tuesday said it will acquire Bengaluru-based industrial artificial intelligence company Futura, reported PTI. The deal size was not disclosed. Futura has approximately 110 professionals who specialize in industrial data science services for manufacturers and other asset-intensive companies. Accenture, in a statement, said that Futura will strengthen Accenture's industrial AI services to increase the performance of plants, refineries and supply chains, while also enabling clients to accomplish their net zero goals faster. Ireland-based Accenture plans to bring Futura's capabilities to clients in the energy, chemicals, metals, mining and pharmaceutical industries. Next up, technology. Fresh leaks have emerged revealing some of the key specs of the upcoming and high-awaited iPhone 15 Pro. While the company is yet to announce the device, new CAD renders reveal few critical details of the phone, like a single volume button and a solid-state mute button. According to the new CAD files shared by Chenwen 1987 and Douyin, a video-sharing platform in China, the awaited iPhone 15 Pro will feature a single unified volume button instead of two separate volume up and volume down buttons. Furthermore, Apple is set to bring the solid-state mute button in iPhone 15 series. It is said that iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus may come with the existing mute switch which we see in the current iPhones, while the Taptic Volume and Lock button could be exclusive to the Pro models. Lastly, the share market. Indian benchmark equity indices closed Tuesday's session broadly higher. The NSE Nifty 50 rose 119.10 points to 17,107.50 and BSE Sensex surged 445.73 points to 58,074.68. Bank Nifty climbed 532.75 points to 39,894.70. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.